on the occasion of the 150th birth anniversary of Sri Aurobindo, I, Anshuman Basu, want to dedicate three of his early poems to the listeners of Auroville and around the world. First poem, Invitation. Invitation is a short sonnet written by Sri Aurobindo in Alipur Jail in 1908. With the wind and the weather beating round me, up to the hill and the moorland I go, who will come with me? Who would climb with me? Wed through the brook and tramp through the snow? Not in the petty circle of cities, crammed by your doors and walls I dwell. Over me, God is blue in the welkin. Against me, the wind and the storm rebel. I sport with solitude here in my regions. Of misadventure have made me a friend. Who would live largely, who would live freely? Here to the windswept uplands ascend. I am the lord of tempest and mountain. I am the spirit of freedom and pride. Stark must he be and kinsman to danger, who shares my kingdom and walks at my side. Thank you. The next poem, Who? It is a very interesting poem. It is a riddle type. In the blue of the sky, in the green of the forest, whose is the hand that has painted the glow? When the winds were asleep in the womb of the ether, who was it roused them and bade them to blow? He is lost in the heart, in the cavern of nature. He is found in the brain where we build up the thought, in the pattern and the bloom of the flowers he's woven, in the luminous net of the stars he's caught. In the strength of a man, in the beauty of a woman, in the laugh of a boy, in the blush of a girl, the hand that sent Jupiter spinning through heaven spends all its cunning to fashion a curl. These are his works, his veils and his shadows. But where is he then? By what name is he known? Is he Brahma or a Vishnu? A man or a woman? Bodied or bodiless? Twin or alone? We have a love for a boy who is dark and resplendent. A woman is lord of us, naked and fierce. We have seen him amuse in the snow of the mountains. We have watched him at work in the heart of the spheres. We will tell the whole world of his ways and his cunnings. He has a rapture of torture and passion and pain. He delights in our sorrows and drives us to weeping, then lures with his joy and his beauty again. All music is only the sound of his laughter, all beauty the smile of his passionate bliss. Our lives are his heartbeats, our rapture the bridal of Radha and Krishna, our love is their kiss. He is strength that is loud in the blare of the trumpet. He rides in the car and strikes with the spears. He slays without stint and is full of compassion. He wars for the world and his ultimate years. In the sweep of the world, in the surge of the ages, ineffable, mighty, majestic and pure, beyond the last pinnacle seized by the thinker, he is throned in his seats that forever endure. The master of man and his infinite lover, he is close to our heart had we vision to see. We are blind with our pride and the pomp of our passions. We are bound in our thoughts where we hold ourselves free. It is he in the sun who is ageless and deathless, and into the midnight his shadow is thrown, when darkness was blind and engulfed within darkness. He was seated within it, immense and alone. Thank you. And the last one, The Rose of God. It's just like a prayer. And also a very interesting poem. The poem refers to God's joy in His own creative work. The whole universe is nothing but a manifestation of the Leela, which is an expression of His creative delight or ananda. Ruse of God. Ruse of God, vermilion stain on the sapphires of heaven. Rose of bliss, fire sweet, 17 with ecstasy 7. Leap up in our heart of humanhood, O miracle of flame. Blossom, flower of the nameless, bud of the mystical name. Rose of God, great wisdom bloom on the summits of being. Rose of light, immaculate core of the ultimate seeing. Live in the mind of earthhood, O golden mystery flower. Sun on the head of the timeless, guest of the marvelous hour. Rose of God, damask force of infinity, red icon of might. Rose of power with thy diamond halo, piercing the night. A blaze in the wheel of the mortal, design the wonder of thy plan. Image of immortality, outbreak of Godhead in man. Rose of God, smitten purple with incarnate divine desire. Rose of life, crowded with petals, colors layer, transform the body of the mortal like a sweet magical rhyme. Breach over earthhood and heavenhood, make deathless the children of time. Rose of God, like a blush of rapture on the eternity's face. Rose of love, ruby depth of all being, fire passion of grace. Arise from the heart of the yearning that sobs in nature's abyss. Make earth the home of the wonderful and life beatitude's kiss. Thank you, everyone.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.